If you have a flower pot and the flower pot has a hole in the bottom of the flower pot and you put it down, even if it's not touching the earth, it draws nourishment from the earth. Therefore, says our Mishnah, you have an otzis nakev, a flower pot with a hole in it, and you put it down in a kerem, and you plant tefuah inside, the tefuah and the gefanim and the grapes become usser, because the tefuah draws this energy from the ground through the hole. So it's as if it's planted in the ground itself. How big does the hole have to be? Enough for a small root to be able to go through. So again, I have a flower pot with a hole in it, either in a kerem or within 4 amos of a kerem. You can't plant tefuah. If you do plant tefuah in this pot, the tefuah and the gefanim in the kerem become asur. However, the she'enai nagev, if the flower pot has no hole in it and you planted tefuah there, einai mekadesh. Neither the grapes or the tefuah would become asur, because tefuah that grows in a flower pot without a hole in it is not considered growing from the ground. Shimon disagrees. Shimon says, Zeb is Zeb, whether it's the flower pot with the hole or the flower pot without the hole that is laying in a kerem, here's the halacha, oisrin. You can't plant in either one, but v'loy mekachin. Although it's lechatchila os of you to plant any grain in this flower pot that's in a kerem or too close to the kerem, b'di'eved, the tefuah or the gefanim don't become osir, even the tefuah that grows in the flower pot with the hole in it. Shimon says, it's not considered as if it's growing from the ground. This is Rav Shimon's shita in many places. It's negated to a lot of different halachas. For example, on Shabbos, it is called detaching it from the ground. You're lifting a flower pot with a hole in it. Zok the Mishnah Vayter. Hamavir otzis nokav bekerem. This person is passing through his atzis nakev. He doesn't put it down on the ground, but it's an atzis where tefuah was planted in it. It was planted before he brought it into the kerem, and he's slowly strolling through the kerem. Im hoisif b'mesayim, if the grain increased over here by a 200th aser, it's aser. The Batanura says just the grain is aser, not the kfanim. A lot of the mefarshim explain why over here. We won't get into it. What's this inyan of Haisav B'Messayim? Here and the other places we mentioned it, so I'm sure you remember from what we learned earlier. Klayim becomes bottle in 200. So if it grew less than a 200th, it becomes bottle in the pot that was there from before. But once it grew by a 200th, it doesn't become bottle anymore. So the whole thing becomes aser. Do you remember how we measure, by the way, if it grew a 200th? So we mentioned it earlier from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi understands, explains to us, that if you take this, whatever it is, this plant, which is fully ripened and moist, wait to see how long it takes for it to dry up if you disconnect it. Let's say it takes 100 hours for it to dry up. Then you're going to assume it also took 100 hours for it to ripen to this stage. Once I have that hanacha, so the way I'm going to test this is I'm going to take it, see how long it takes to dry up. Take one piece, see how long it takes for it to dry up. Let's say it takes 100 hours. So I know it takes 100 hours for it to grow fully to a ripened stage. That means every hour it grows by 1/100. You divide 100 by 100. Every half hour, then, it grows half of 1/100, which is a 2/100. Remember, with fractions, it goes the other way. That's how I would know if it was Hoysef B'Messayim. I look to see how long it takes for it to dry up, and then I cheshbon out how long it would take for it to grow by a 200th. Al kolpanim, chazring over our Mishnah. If I have a flower pot with a hole in it, it's mekadesh bekerem. If I put down this flower pot in a kerem and plant tefuah over there, the tefuah and the gefanim become aser. If it doesn't have a hole in it, it's not mekadesh. Rav Shimon disagrees. Rav Shimon says in both cases, whether the flower pot has a hole or not, you can't plant a grain in it lechatchila, but b'di'evad, it does not become aser. If you pass through with an atzis nakev in a kerem, where the tefuah was planted there from before, if the tefuah increased by a 200th, then the tefuah in the pot becomes aser.